It was February 14th, 1912, and the most glorious day in Arizona history had arrived at last. For some 40 years, Arizonans had been clamoring for that event, statehood. On that morning, a large group had gathered at the Phoenix Telegraph office waiting for news from Washington. Across town, a wedding was being delayed until official word arrived. You see, Joe Melzer and Hazel Goldberg wanted to be the first couple married in the new state. A fidgety 3-year-old boy named Barry Goldwater was the ring bearer, and he was getting mighty impatient. Well, back in Washington, at 11 o'clock a.m. Washington time, President William Howard Taft signed the bill, and it was in front of a motion picture camera, and it would be the first time a president had been recorded that way. A little after 9 a.m. Arizona time, the word arrived by telegraph and a celebration began. Train whistles blew, church bells and school bells rang. Some even fired pistol shots in the air. Up in Snowflake, the folks up there took some dynamite and blew up an anvil, while down in Bisbee, the rough-and-tumble miners took even a bigger charge of dynamite and set it off and nearly blew off the top of a mountain. George Wiley Paul Hunt from Globe, a portly man who came into Arizona riding on the back of a burro, dirt poor, became the first governor of Arizona. He made the 1 mile walk down Washington Street to the Capitol, and at noon, he was sworn in as governor. That was followed by a parade and more speeches. Hunt made a brief one. He was followed by old Golden Throat, William Jennings Bryan, who spoke nonstop for 2 hours. A 48-gun salute began but had to quit 10 rounds short because of rattling windows and horses bolting, throwing their riders. That evening, a street dance was held, and the Phoenix Indian School Band provided the music. The area was so packed, most people had to dance in one place. A brilliant flash, followed by a resounding boom, jolted the crowd as a photographer recorded the event for posterity. Well, the party went on, and I'm sure there was a lot of drinking going on along Washington Street in the bars that night. And around midnight, the band began to play Home Sweet Home, and the weary celebrants took the hint and started to disperse. The greatest and the most glorious day in Arizona history had at last come to an end, and we were now a state.